And the president-elect is expected to name his national security and foreign policy team after Thanksgiving. Already he looks set to choose a secretary of state with celebrity and star power. We have more this morning from NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Every cabinet pick brings President-elect Obama into slightly sharper focus. His choice of Hillary Clinton to be the face of his foreign policy around the world may be the most revealing. Bill Galston is a former Clinton White House aide.
It tells me that he has enormous confidence in his ability to work with and, when necessary, control very powerful and very independent people. You know, if he were unsure of himself, there's no way he would have done this. And so I take this as a bold move that bespeaks no shortage of self-confidence.
The choice has been received positively on both sides of the aisle. Here's John Kyle, the junior Republican senator from Arizona, speaking on Fox News Sunday.
It seems to me she's got the experience, she's got the temperament for it. I think she would be well received around the world.
Clinton's appointment involves a certain amount of hatchet burying. During their fierce Democratic primary battle, Clinton and then-Senator Obama clashed repeatedly about foreign policy. Obama criticized Clinton's judgment for supporting the Iraq War. Clinton called Obama's willingness to meet the leaders of Iran and North Korea face-to-face without preconditions naive. She said John McCain was more qualified to be commander-in-chief than Obama. And last spring, she ran this famous ad.
It's 3 a.m., and your children are safe and asleep. Who do you want answering the phone?
That prompted a furious response from the Obama campaign. Former Clinton White House aide Greg Craig, who's about to become Obama's new White House counsel, wrote a blistering memo saying, among other things, that Clinton had never answered the phone to make a decision on any pressing national security issue at 3 a.m. or any other time of day. On the ABC program Nightline, candidate Obama said this about his rival's foreign policy experience.
I have no doubt that, you know, she's an intelligent, capable woman. There's no doubt that Bill Clinton had faith in her and consulted with her on issues in the same way that I would consult with Michelle if there were issues. On the other hand, I don't think Michelle would claim that she is the best qualified person to be a United States senator by virtue of me talking to her on occasion about the work that I've done.
There are still plenty of questions about the choice. While Bill Clinton's role has been resolved, at least for now, it's still not clear if Senator Clinton will be comfortable subordinating her own views and ambitions to Obama's, or whether these two former rivals will be able to work together as a team. But it is clear President-elect Obama has decided he wants her formidable intellect, tremendous work ethic, and yes, judgment, inside his tent. Daniel Benjamin was on the National Security Council staff in the Clinton administration.
Anyone who was really close to the Clinton White House, and I worked inside it, knows that she has an extraordinary mind, incredibly disciplined mind, very analytic. When I was working on terrorism issues in the late 90s, she was one of the few people in the White House who was really up to speed on Afghanistan because she'd been so interested in Afghan women's issues. So this is someone, I believe, who really does know her brief already.
And, says Bill Galston, there's something else Hillary Clinton has proven since she left the White House to resume a career of her own.
She has demonstrated a surprising capacity to work with unlikely people and even turn them from skeptics into friends.
Including, it now appears, President-elect Barack Obama. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.